began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who above all else desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We've got a guest coming up in studio on the Second Amendment. I want to continue with your calls. We have another surprise guest that wanted to come on at 1 today, but I don't know if we got in contact with them soon enough to make sure it happens now. It may happen in overdrive, or it'll happen tomorrow. But I'm excited about that as well. So who knows what's coming up in this hour. Mouse Link in New York. You want to talk about Ray Kurzweil. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm all right, brother.
Hey, you know, I listen to you a lot, and I think that there's a lot of different ways that you could be described as a libertarian, as a constitutionalist, a lot of different ways that you analyze reality. But the way that I've never heard you described and the way that I'm really starting to come to think of you is as a futurist, maybe the dark futurist. But if you're following futurism news and people like Kurzweil, I've seen Kurzweil speak. I attended the Singularity Summit down in New York City. And I read his book, Fantastic Voyage. There's this, futurism is very much kind of rosy. It's kind of saccharine rainbows. And when people get together and they talk about futurism, I don't feel like there's a lot of realistic discussion.
No, they sell a dystopic transhumanist system that's really eugenics. It's a prison. They're on record in their more internal documents as a wonderful new thing, and they're going to be gods, and if you don't get with the program, you'll be left behind. And he's kind of the high priest of this new religion that they're selling to make it trendy. I'm not even so much a futurist as I'm chronicling what the globalist social engineers are trying to build. Do you understand? I'm warning people. I sound like a futurist because what I talked about 18 years ago, a lot of it's come true because they're building it. Their blueprints are public. They change things a little bit as they try to accentuate it over time, and they tweak things. But I'm here watching an admitted program that they're trying to build. And it's basically an Elysium-type world. And there's a lot of people in the system warning the public. So I've talked to some of these directors, off record, some of these big films, and they're saying, hey, look, we're awake. We're trying to warn people. This is not propaganda. And then I see it come out in some of these films, and it's not. These people are awake. But they're only allowed to do it in a fiction form, which then the higher level social engineers believe is just preparing everyone's mind. But yes, I think that people say, oh, Jones has a dystopic futurist view. They're building this. I don't want to have them set my destiny and your destiny. We should have a debate about what do we want our destiny to be, Mouse Link.
Well, I totally agree with you. And I think that the fact that you hammered this idea of normalcy bias a lot, I find that to be really useful when I'm talking to people about futurism stuff. The world is changing. It's changing so rapidly, but we all keep acting like it isn't.
You want to say more, or are you done?
I got one other question for you.
Stay there. We're going to come back to you, then more people, and we'll see if our surprise guest...
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, baby, we're here for 3 hours in the face of the global tyrants as they assassinate and murder people, openly ship in the drugs, give foreign banks $85 billion of our taxpayer money a month, and just are involved in every form of crime. We're desperately trying to get humanity off its knees and to stop worshiping illegitimate authority. The authority in this country is the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. That's what made this country great. What made all the other countries a bunch of knuckle-dragging third-world cesspits is the people that were slaves and never had any freedom. Now, we have a big guest that, again, just fell in our lap, who's in another country shooting a big movie. And the shooting went a little bit over, so they're going to be calling in the next 10 minutes, is what I've been told. We'll see if that happens. And then I had another guest who was already scheduled in the studio. We'll do an hour overdrive with them. This is so important. And he's on the nightly news with Jakari Jackson. We just had a caller, if you just tuned in, named Mouse Link, who's been to the Ray Kurzweil event, where he has thousands of people, futurists there, pushing this rosy view of transhumanism. And I'm not saying machines couldn't augment humanity and actually empower us, you know, for the blind to see, to live longer, whatever. I like technology. The problem is that the ghost in the machine that the globalists are programming in, anything we're given is not to augment but to enslave and to shutter reality. Google Glasses, all of it. That is the direction that this whole system is going. So, at a fundamental level, we need to have a discussion about this. You see the new Matt Damon movie by the great director who grew up in the middle of tyranny in South Africa, of District 8, is got a Matt Damon movie coming out. And I don't like Matt Damon's anti-liberty politics, but I like him as an actor. So it's a paradox. And, you know, we now know the script. He's a slave worker, basically, building robots that are used by the globalists that live in compact cities and space stations, who basically have eternal life, and everybody else is dying of toxic waste and cancer. And when he gets radiated in an accident in the factory, they just tell him, okay, here's your pills, your pain pills, go home and die. And that's actually what they do with the troops. That's what they do with the people that are exposed to this stuff. This is how we're seen. It's not going to be in the year 2154 that all of this is going to happen. This is going to happen in the next 25, 30, 40 years everywhere. In China, the three major companies, Foxconn and two others, are now putting in orders with robot factories in China and North America to build 15 million. The first 5 million just got delivered last month. Look it up. 15 million robots are being delivered that are worked on by robots, that are built by robots. And the goal is get us out of the equation. Why are we allowing the engineering of a future where we're not needed? And it's not that things come out so the horse is obsolete as the automobile. This is where things are being designed to where humans will fight for less and less resources, and then the economy will be slowly imploded, and then they'll use the fact that we're poor to social engineer us to get us in line socially for mass extermination via bioweapons. So if you want to know the future, it's 12 monkeys meets Elysium meets The Running Man meets Brave New World meets 1984. And you ask, why is all the stuff written in the 30s, like Brave New World, why is that what they've now built? Because the writer of that was part of a government genetic engineering program that failed from 1860 until then. Most of the children died or were totally insane. A few had super high IQs, like Aldous Huxley, and his brother Julian Huxley went on to run the UN. And he gave speeches saying, this is the real plan. You go read 1984... That's what, it, as a British MI6 agent, and before that OSS, that's what George Orwell was told was going to be built. And he gave speeches, and on his deathbed confessed to all this. And you better find out, folks, that all the stuff I talk about isn't coming true because I am psychic, even though we've all got a little of the touch. It's that this information is all admitted. The decision has been made to build this utopia for the establishment that is a dystopia for us, and we need to get involved and get informed and change society for the better of everybody. And I have no doubt they didn't assassinate this Rolling Stone reporter who we now learn was about to break how bad the NSA spying was. Michael Hastings' car blew up in front of everybody in Los Angeles. It did not run into a tree. And with that incredibly heavy issue, we are joined by someone who's actually on set, and we appreciate him taking time off to come on for some humanitarian purposes in a film that he's promoting, dealing with just unbelievable horse slaughter. But he's also dealing with a lot of other social issues, and that's Viggo of course, Lord of the Rings, Viggo Mortensen, of so many huge films. I am a giant fan. My wife is a huge fan. Everybody I know is a huge fan. And he joins us. Where do you join us from, sir?
I am back in California. First time in many months. I'm actually at a photo lab. I'm working on I have a publishing company, too, and I'm fine-tuning some images for a new publication of ours.
Yeah, I knew that you'd just been on a plane recently and then we're doing some shoots. Well, it's great to have you with us. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. There's so much to talk about. I know that you just were given the Dennis Hopper Award at the AM/FM Festival.
Yeah, that was a big honor, and it was a lot of fun. The AM/FM inaugural festival down in Cathedral City by Palm Springs. It was a good event. A lot of really interesting artists and thoughtful people, and people know how to have a good time too. It was probably the most unpretentious film festival or award ceremony I've ever been to. I think it has a great future. I think it's real artists are going to go more and more to that festival, I think.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the broadcast to talk about independent festivals, independent film, music. I know you're a huge supporter of that. What is your view on the growth of independent culture?
Well, it's always been there, and it's always going to be there. It's just how much attention it gets. You know, when people don't hear about it very much, they think it's dead, or they think, artists have sold out or something. But there's people making, original art all the time, interacting with each other. The great thing about something like the AM/FM Festival down there is that it wasn't just about movies. It was about photographers and painters, sculptors, writers. And there were these gatherings where people would be on stage or in different venues talking about their artwork and getting a lot of ideas from other people working in different, in a different medium that can inspire you a lot. I mean, I'm someone who I think that the reason that they honored me was not just because I was a friend of Dennis Hopper's and had worked with him in a couple of movies, but because we had a life, a long friendship where we shared a lot of ideas about painting and art and worked together in that, not just acting. And, Dennis was always curious. Even towards the end of his life, he would always want to go see a new artist show or a new independent movie. He was curious, and curiosity is something that we all have as kids. It's something that either gets beaten out of you or you somehow become ashamed or are led to be ashamed of the way you draw or your ideas or dressing up or playing make-believe and all that sort of stuff. And I think the function that artists have is to keep people childlike in a positive way, to keep open to the world. And I think that apart from traveling to different countries or different communities, different parts of your city, I think that art is one of the greatest anti-war and anti-poverty weapons there are. When your eyes are open and you see how other people live and how other people think and create, it's a lot less likely that you're going to be convinced by your army captain or your president or your politician that it's a good idea to go bomb this or that country. It's a good idea to forget about this or that community or this group of people in your own country. I think that's something that kids play together. They don't look at what color the other kid is. They don't judge the other kid's drawing, They say, you do that? Let me draw this. Oh, let me show you what you could add to that drawing. Or, look at this thing I found. What do you think of this? And comparing in a positive way, I think that's something the kids naturally do. When we get older, I can speak for myself as an artist or as an actor even. The make-believe kids when they're playing, when they're 5, 6, 7 years old, and they believe that they're cowboys or princesses or Robin Hood or, Lakota Chiefs or whatever they're doing, or Superman or Iron Man, you don't have to direct them. You don't have to say, let's do another take because I didn't really believe that you were convinced yourself.
It's that joy of discovery.
But as actors, when you're adult, you do need a director once in a while to say, I didn't believe that. Did you believe that? Well, you can do better. Come on. And it's because we get stiff, just like our muscles get stiff. You have to exercise your creative muscles just like you have to exercise touch your body.
Well, yeah. Viggo Mortensen, international superstar, joins us. You know, I know a few people out in Hollywood, and they've all told me you are the most down-to-earth, cool person they know. You speak, what is it, 6, 7 languages? You're a writer, painter, musician. I've seen some of the amazing YouTube interviews you've done, and there's so much I want to ask you in the limited time. I want to get into the sequel, Rise of the Renegades, dealing with the insanity of what's happening with Wild Horses with you. But shifting gears, the NSA, what do you make of the fact that just a few years ago people would say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that they're listening to us, and now we learn they're targeting political dissidents. Aaron Swartz was being harassed. We're learning that they're using the IRS against political groups. Do you think there's an awakening happening, or do you think that now the system just doesn't care if we know that we're slaves, basically, Viggo?
I think that there is an awakening because all these things are being talked about right now, today. But, you know, people have very short attention spans nowadays. You know, the more gadgets we have, the more phones and apps. And then you started with the onslaught of cable TV way back when, and then the internet. And the more access we have, you would think the more informed we're going to be and the more connected we're going to be with each other. But people tend to go to the information that supports what they already believe.
Yes.
You know? And so people seem to get more disunited rather than more united, unfortunately. And when I say short attention span, yeah, the whole stuff about the NSA or about, you know, the IRS, about the drone strikes. I mean, how much are they talking about drone strikes right now? Not really at all. But like another fad that just went away in the news cycle. And I think the problem is, and I think the politicians count on this, is that people can be, you know, swayed. It's like, here's a piece of cheese, follow this piece of cheese, and go over there and pay attention to that for a while I take care of this other business. The problem with Obama, and I support a lot of things about him, I think he's a very intelligent man. I supported him both times. There wasn't really much of another option, obviously. But the thing is that the people that he appointed right to start to begin with in 2008, people he announced that were going to be part of fixing the, you know, economic disaster that Bush left were the same people that had caused the problem on Wall Street, for example. So I didn't expect much there. His behavior in foreign policy, whether it be Iraq, Guantanamo, Afghanistan, you know, people still think that Afghanistan is a good war. It's not any more of a good war than Iraq was. It's not any more of a sensible use of our resources and our, you know, young people's lives. And the, you know, the murder, not to mention the
sure, well, what about Obama getting a peace prize and then now putting Al-Qaeda in Syria?
That's ridiculous. I mean, unfortunately, Obama's government has not really been much different than Bush's in a lot of areas, and not just in foreign policy. Foreign policy is the most egregious, you know. Like, if we go into Syria now to try to help get rid of Assad, people in the Arab world aren't going to say, oh, isn't that great? The U.S. is doing something good, because the way they have seen the United States, the way they judge the United States is based on how they behave in the Israel-Palestine situation, the way they have behaved since 1948. And every single president, including Obama, has given special treatment to Israel. And that's obvious to Arab people. So it's going to be hard for us to be considered the good guys, which is something that our government and I think our people, we all want people to like us and think, oh, we're the good guys. We're the guys from World War II. They handed out candy bars on the street in Paris and Rome. You know, we're the guys with the Marshall Plan. People don't see us that way, unfortunately. They see us as the bullies. It's not because Americans are any nicer or less nice than other people in the world. We're just people. But our government, which represents us,
absolutely,
has not been a good player. Very rarely has been a good player overseas.
Viggo Mortensen is our guest. Going back to the NSA here, Peter King, Dick Cheney, others have called for his arrest. There's been news in the Daily Mail where they're talking about killing him. I think that Snowden is a hero leaking the NSA info. Viggo Mortensen, what would you like to say on that subject?
I think he's definitely certainly a very brave person. I also think it's ironic that all the Bush team, you know, attack Obama and furnished Obama for doing exactly the same thing they were doing. You know, I mean, it's pretty hypocritical that behavior. I know this seems like, you know, a small thing, but it starts locally, you know, activism. And,
oh, I agree.
Common sense community activity. I have to say something about additionally about the AMFM Festival.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Which is that the mayor of Cathedral City, Kathleen DeRosa, she did something very clever, or the government down there, or city council, whatever. They allowed a lot of buildings, and, you know, would be, as a consequence of what happened in 2008 with the economy and with real estate all over the country, there was a lot of retail space that had been built that, you know, businesses just left there, and there's all these empty space and a lot of communities. And what they did in Cathedral City is that they donated or gave very low rent to people who wanted to open galleries and art spaces. And those spaces down there are being used in a really good way. And it's not just that it's nice to look at or it's good to take the kids to see artwork.
Well, that's what made New York the head of culture worldwide was in the 30s, them doing that.
Exactly. And that proactive stance from the local government down in Cathedral City has not just made life richer for people, but it's also improved the economy. There's people opening, you know, places to eat. There's a lot of activity down there rather than it just being another urban wasteland, you know.
Well, that's what's great about what you do, Vigo, is you're so down to earth and you use your mind. You're obviously a really smart guy and also your celebrity to all over the world. You just go around actually trying to help people instead of just going to a photo op and doing it. And it's so exciting. Speaking of a new film, Rise of the Renegades, a sequel to Wild Horses and Renegades, you know, these beautiful horses out there. And I saw in write-ups of the film, I want to see it, and you're out there obviously promoting it, trying to bring attention to this, that they gave the horses to a guy who was going to take care of them and get them homes, who was a known horse meat guy. It's just ridiculous how transparent the government is. Your take on that?
Well, it's a long story, and we probably don't have time for it, but I do recommend you see this movie by James Kleiner. The Bureau of Land Management and, you know, the government in Washington in general has not had a very good history with wild horses and burros. And, you know, it's a lot of attention is being brought to the subject by this film, but also by a lot of other activists. Netta DiMaio is a woman who is tireless, probably has done more than anyone else on the subject. And it's connected to a lot of other things. You know, one of the reasons that they want to get rid of these horses, or what happened during the Bush years when Cheney was in charge of that, was handing out free passes to corporations, whether it was legal or not, to go into protected areas where these horses are to extract resources and building roads where you weren't allowed to build roads. And the judicial system was so clogged up with all these violations that these people knew that they could go in there and wreak havoc on our public land, which belonged to all Americans, and that it would take years for them to be processed, and they could extract the resources, ruin the place, and move on, and probably later settle out of court or something. You know, it's a big problem. There's a lot of issues involved. It's not just about protecting wild horses, which is a great thing in itself.
So folks need to see the film. You know, we're going to.
I encourage people to see the film and just put wild horses or wild horses preservation. You know, do a little homework. You know, that's the great thing about the internet. If you use it wisely, you can learn a lot of things. I mean, I learn things every day from it. But you know, as far as the news, the things that you talk about on your program all the time, you know, your listeners will often, I'm sure, be surprised that really that's what's going on, and then they'll go look it up. When I say that people tend to go to what they already know, that's what they do. You know, you go look at the news about your sports team, not other sports.
Well, Vigo, my broadcast, yeah.
You'll listen to CNN or to Fox, or you'll listen to and watch MSNBC or whatever, you'll listen to your show only. I think it's good to, I try to read papers.
I totally agree. Vigo, do five more minutes with us on the other side.
Sure.
Fantastic. And guys, let's boost our audio to him. I can tell he's having trouble hearing us. Because I've been a guest on my own show before and he can barely hear. We'll be right back with Vigo. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I've never talked to Vigo before. I was told that he heard the show sometimes, and I was talking to him during the break. That is the case. I'm very flattered, because I am a huge fan of his work. And the rumor was out there last year. I just asked him during the break, Vigo, you were offered the part of Zod and didn't take it?
I wasn't available at the time. Unfortunately, it probably would have been a lot of fun to play that part. Although I have a lot of respect for Terrence Stamp's portrayal, I got to say.
Oh, yeah. I saw him in The Iceman chilling. He's an incredible actor.
He's very good. Yeah, you can't do everything. You know, you just try to follow your instincts. And you know, my philosophy is prepare the best you can for accidents to happen, because they always will. And something good can come out of an obstacle always.
Who knows? Absolutely. But I would love to see you play a villain. I mean, I've seen you play like mobsters trying to be reformed and things. Have I missed a film where you're a villain?
Well, I played Lucifer once in a movie called The Prophecy.
That's right. I saw that.
With Chris Walken.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
You never know. I mean, I just try to follow my nose. You know, if I like a story, I'll go do it. I don't really think about the budget or where it's being shot or anything. And, you know, fortunately, since I can speak more than one language, I've been able to work last couple of years. I did two really interesting movies down in Argentina, one that came out recently here called Everyone Has a Plan, where I played twin brothers who don't like each other very much. That was an interesting kind of thriller. And, you know, I might go do a movie that's been a very interesting. Have you ever seen a movie called Battle of Algiers by Pontecorvo?
I love that movie. It's almost like a documentary. You're watching it and you think it's real.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's set during the fight for independence in Algeria from France, which has been a colonial occupier for 130 years. And imagine if the United States had been in Iraq for 130 years straight. That's how set up the people were there. But it was a complicated subject. Anyway, there's a movie that's being shot that takes place during that period, late 50s, in North Africa this fall. And I'm acting that one. And but I got to bone up a little because I have to speak French.
I can't wait to see that.
Well, I hope it gets over here. The problem is those little movies have a hard time getting distributed over here. But, you know, I figure if you do your best and you do a good job, eventually it'll get seen somewhere.
Well, we're seeing a resurgence of art house films because of more of the smaller theaters. I just love it. Moving quickly, because I know you've got to go, Bob Anderson, the greatest swordmaster ever, who died last year, said you were the greatest swordsman he ever trained. And I think he said not just in movies. I mean, how good are you with a sword, Vigo?
Well, I'm probably a little rusty now, but that's high praise coming from Bob Anderson. He's a legend in swordmaster circles. He was something else. He's been in movies. He was in the Olympics. That's how he started out as a fencing champion and a great person. He was an incredible teacher. Very strict sometimes, but he had a good sense of humor and. He was tough, but he was fair, and I learned a lot from him. He's the one who taught me to do all the fighting for Lord of the Rings. That's where I met him, and then I subsequently did a period movie, a big Spanish epic, 17th century, where we fought with two blades, you know, with rapier and dagger, and that was
so. Bottom line, don't get in a knife fight with Viggo Mortensen. I want to give out. the name of your publishing company, where you also publish a lot of photos, articles, videos, things you're doing. I've been to the site before. So many great things on there. It's PercivalPress.com, and we'll email that out at The Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Going back to what you said right before the break, and then I've got one other question, and I'll let you get out of here, Vigo. You're a real sweetheart to come on with us, your busy schedule. You were talking about getting outside the box. Google admits they now, and YouTube tries to keep you in what they think you like. And they admit to balkanize the population, and I agree with you. The greatest solution.
How do they do that?
They take what your surfing history already is, and they admit. Then, if you're searching or on YouTube or anything they own, then they try to keep you on a digital plantation of only what you're already into.
Hmm. Yeah, you gotta. It's true that you have to push yourself. You know, I mean, it's the same as getting off the couch and at least going for a walk. You know. It's not always the first thing you want to do. You'd maybe rather stay on the couch and eat another bag of chips. But it, you know, it's good for you to get out and go for a run or go for a walk or go talk to somebody, you know, get off the phone, get away from the TV and so forth once in a while or regularly. And it's the same with looking for, if you're curious about what's going on in your community and what's going on in the world, you got to make an extra effort. You know, go listen to people and read people that you probably you probably won't agree with, just to get the other side of it. Make up your own mind, because the left, the right, all journalists, all commentators have their spin, have their motivation.
Get out of the rut. Get out of the rut.
Yeah,
expand.
Yeah, and make up your own mind, but you got to make an effort. It's not just going to be handed to you by a computer without you making an effort to go look elsewhere. You know?
Wow, Vigo, amazing. In closing, most horror movies, I'm not a horror fan. I like science fiction that has some, you know, violence in it or whatever, just because that makes it more real. But since I was a child, no movies have scared me. And I've seen movies before that are, you know, were action adventure, and I want to watch them again. The Road touched me like no other film I've ever seen. And because I've studied history and things and had some experiences, it's so real. And I know within 10 days, most people become cannibals in Pentagon studies. In closing, that's a film that I am physically afraid to watch again because of almost the ancestral fears that it rises. And what if there's a nuclear war? What of our atmosphere? What if the road? What can you say about that?
Well, it's true. It's a harrowing experience to watch it, but it's also beautifully made. And John Hill directed that movie, and John did a great job with a tough subject matter. And the boy in it, Cody Smigniffy, who's now he's over 6 feet tall. He's a man now, but he was fantastic in that movie. And it's unfortunate that at the last minute they decided not to distribute it as widely as they were going to. But like I say, good work eventually gets seen, and a lot of people on the street had many people comment on that movie as they do on the other movie. It really touched the nerve, and it's kind of like you say, it's a good warning in a way. Like if we don't want to end up that way, you got to take an action.
Well, the most touching part is in closing is when Robert Duvall, you and your son are there. And he explains that boy's a god in this ugly, destroyed world. He doesn't say that, but that's what I got in the poetry of it, yeah. Is that this youth, this energy, the creativity, the green shoots in a dead world, children are our future. And, I mean, what did you take away by that writing?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, I would paraphrase in a way what he was saying, or how I would put it is children are God. Pay attention. That doesn't mean spoil your kid, or it doesn't mean that you're talking specifically about the kid, but remember what you felt when you were a kid. Remember your creative instincts. Remember your instincts for peace. Remember your instincts for fellowship and for making something beautiful out of life, not destroying the world and not destroying the lives of others, you know, as adults often do, unfortunately. So remember, kid. Remember yourself as a kid, and you're going to be on the right track.
Well, Viggo Mortensen, you are a beautiful person, and I hope to meet you someday in person. God bless you for sharing your time with us and for trying to help humanity. You're an example to us all, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Viggo. Wow, that was a powerful interview. That is really amazing, and it's amazing to know that we've touched Viggo, that he listens to the show. And it's just another example of, you know, how many amazing people there are out there that know what's happening. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I've read too many accounts of war and collapsed society, seeing something like The Road. That movie is like Godfather 1, where it's like it's real, or the Battle for Algiers he mentioned. You watch that and you think it's a documentary. It's done so good. And there's parts of Godfather where it's not magic like that. The Road is magic from the start to the end. And Viggo is a artist. Man, I'm having a good day right now. Talking to Viggo off air, too. Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. And we're influencing him. He's influencing us. And he explained, will you guys bring the chair in and bring the next guest in, who I apologize to. Is he here or is he doing the interview with Jukari? He's here. Let's bring in our guest, who I apologize, moving him so Viggo could come on. I heard last week that Viggo would be happy to come on, but then he had to go down to Argentina and he was coming back, so he couldn't do the video interview. And he also doesn't do interviews when he's in character shooting a film. Then I said, whatever, if he wants to come on, we'll hear from him. And we heard from him this morning, and so that happened. And I next time I'm out in L.A., and he's out there. I'm invited out to L.A. a lot. I still have time to go out there. I need to get out to L.A. There's a lot of unfinished business. The Joe Rogan podcast, a bunch of TV interviews I got to do, a couple people I got to meet with, and people like Viggo Mortensen. I mean, that is just unbelievable. Because I could care less about getting some Hollywood star on that I don't admire, and I don't admire many of them. But that's the guy that turned down the role for Zod. I mean, think about that. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I need to get my folder on our next guest. We're going to go into overdrive with, and who I want to apologize to, but I think you can understand getting moved for Viggo Mortensen. This guy I'm a fan of. I see him do these open carry demonstrations. I see him on the news. I see him in town hall debates nationally and locally. And this is a guy who is a leader, Michael Cargill. And he lives here in Austin. I'll just do it right here on air. But you're going to have to kind of chase us because we get so busy we forget. I'd like to invite you once a week to come in and do a gun report for us. Hell of a way to meet you. I'm like, get in here and come work for us right now. Michael Cargill, and of course, he's one of the honchos over there at Central Texas Gunworks.com. And he spent 12 years in the U.S. Army. He studied criminal justice at Troy State University. And while he was in the Army, he was awarded the Army Commendations Medals, 8 Army Achievement Medals, and 4 Army Good Conduct Medals. I'm not going to go through his whole bio. We'll run out of time with him. He's a qualified expert marksman, both in rifle and hand grenades, and is an airborne qualified parachutist. And I hope he doesn't send to assassinate me. I'm joking. We were talking about the Army earlier. And after his honorable discharge, he works in telecommunications and now works in the Second Amendment and everything else. And he's just does a lot of amazing work managing huge accounts. I'm not going to get into your whole bio. It's a very interesting bio, and we're just excited to have you here. You're an NRA-certified safety range instructor, officer, and just defend the Second Amendment while we've got you here. And it's very exciting to see us defeating their last raft of gun grabbing. But I'm concerned after the next event, they're going to come after us yet again. So, Michael Cargill, good to have you here, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
You bet. We're going to have you on the Nightly News with Jakari Jackson tonight, too, as well. So, wow, so much going on. Well, what would you say is the state of our Second Amendment?
I tell you, well, we have a serious problem here, especially after the midterm elections. I actually expect this current administration to come after our Second Amendments again. No, for sure.
Oh, yeah, they've said. I mean, that's what she – don't pause or I'll talk over you the whole time, man. the gargoyle up there, Senator Feinstein said, there will be other events, and we're, and then she smiled.
Right. And see, the reason I got into this business in the first place is back when I was in the military, my grandmother at 70 years old decided that she was going to travel back to college to get a college degree. My grandmother only got a high school education, so at 70, she wanted to become a nurse. And while my grandmother was traveling back from a college library, sitting at a bus stop waiting for a bus to come, a guy came along, mugged her, and raped her.
Oh, my gosh.
And I decided at that point that I would make sure that every female in my family had had the tools they need to protect themselves.
Is that scumbag in prison?
No. He is not, unfortunately. No, but I think
he's not going to fall down and hit his head, is he?
No.
Somebody rapes my grandmother, you know.
Right. I know. And I just want to empower women to defend themselves because they can't have a police officer on their backs 24/7.
Exactly. These feminists are against women having guns. They're not feminists. They're scum.
Exactly. 100%. And so that's why I support the Second Amendment. I support all of our constitutional rights, but I really, I'm pushing for the Second Amendment.
Well, there's also this thing with women that they go, oh, I wouldn't be good with guns. Women, as you know, statistically are as good or better than men with guns.
Right. And I'm totally.
Have you found that as an instructor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We get. It takes me about 2 minutes to get. I sit there and talk to a lady and coach her into what to do, what to look for. And then, bam, she hits it, hits it right out of the park. And it will do a lot better than the men in our class.
Well, that's what we see in Olympic shooting. They're as good as the best men at shooting. And just generally, women are easier to train in firearms.
Right. I agree 100%. Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, we had. It doesn't matter. We had a rock star's daughter out with a shooting out at Steiner Ranch, the real Steiner Ranch, and she was like shooting bullseye at 300 yards with a Lapua that we hadn't even sighted in properly, and like immediately. And we were all shooting around it till we got it sighted in. It's like instinct. She was shooting even though it wasn't sighted in properly.
Right.
We were like, how are you doing this?
It's like, yeah, I tell people, it takes me about, 9 hours and 45 minutes to actually sit there and talk to a person and teach them how not to pull that gun out, but it takes me all of a good 5 minutes to actually teach them the actual specifics of.
Exactly. A good gun trainer will teach you when to use the gun. That's the key.
Right.
It's not even about. They've mystified guns.
Right.
Like in these movies where you shoot a 357 and it blows you back. I mean, I can shoot 250 cal standing up. It's hard to pick them up, but if I can pick them up, I can shoot them both.
Correct. And they always focus on the wrong things, They're focusing on, you know, targeting lawful gun owners rather than just the criminals. You know, and it's about, you know, getting rid of these criminals and empowering the people. You know, it's not like where the president is from, you know, Chicago, Illinois. You know, they call it Land of Lincoln. I like to call it Land of the Lawless. Those failed gun laws in Connecticut didn't work for them in Connecticut. The failed gun laws in Chicago, Illinois are not working for them there, and they're not going to work for us here in Texas.
Man, I don't know who these guys are that like go around like raping women. I mean, how does it even come in your mind to want to do that? And I just want to see them all get killed.
Right.
I mean, let me tell you, somebody does something to my wife, they're going to get a snub-nose 357 pulled out, jammed in their chest, and they're dead.
Right, right. You know, and it's important that we educate, you know, our community and how to empower themselves to protect themselves, because we shouldn't need law enforcement, you know, to hover over us and protect us. You know, it's not about I want government to get out of our business, get out of the people's business, and government should be transparent so we can see what's going on with government. But then the people's business should be private.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want you to reenact what I saw you in like a town hall that was local, but then it went national, and you were in there just tearing them up the other day. That was you I saw, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm just remembering because I said, get that guy. I'm always saying, get him. Why haven't we got him yet? And they're like, Kakari interviews him all the time. So I'm like, so here you are. What do you want to talk about when we come back? Because I'll consider and ask questions all day.
Right. Well, I think, you know, we need to get our federal government to focus on the correct things. You know, stop focusing on universal background checks. As a gun store owner, I actually should be in support of universal background checks. But I'm against universal background checks. I'm against having the federal government get involved in private sales.
That's right. I should add, you're the owner of Central Texas Gun Works, aren't
correct.
You?
Yes, sir.
And that's a great outfit. I never have time to go up there, but I'm going to do it. CentralTexasGunWorks.com. If you're in Central Texas, get over there and get some shooting in today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. We'll be right back.
Cargill is the American dream. He's got a big shooting range, big gun store, very popular, one of the most successful people in Central Texas. And you can go to CentralTexasGunWorks.com and also CargillForConstable.com. What's going on with that?
We're actually not running the constable race anymore. That was something that we did last year.
Just to educate people.
Right. We were actually running against Adon Ballesteros, a.k.a. the cocaine constable. And he actually, when he used to work for DPS, he allowed 4,000 kilograms of cocaine to cross over from Mexico to the United States. So DPS actually fired him. And then he actually got a job for the constable and then eventually ran for constable. And so we actually ran against him in that election. But since I was I ran as a Democrat, and since I was a Second Amendment supporter, and the local leadership in the Democratic Party decided that they were not going to support me in that race because of my
disgusting
stance. Right, my Second Amendment stance.
Doesn't matter though. You got to expose them.
Right.
That's
so,
what matters.
Yes. So we exposed him.
And that's what it's about. I mean, a lot of times running is about getting on the news and fighting the New World Order.
Right.
What is your view on politics worldwide?
Well, I think we need to get out. The president promised that our people would actually, you know, our troops would return home. He would bring the troops home, and he has not held up to that promise.
And they're still in Iraq, and they said they withdrew. They didn't.
Yes, and we need to return our troops back to the United States. We need to take care of the United States, take care of our people here.
You're like a Ron Ball type guy, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Because I've heard you on the radio and stuff. I just don't want to speak for you.
Oh, yes, sir.
You're like in the extremist club, basically.
Well, you know.
I don't... you love freedom, mom and apple pie. You're a bad guy.
Well, my motto is, you know, when they come for your guns, give them your bullets.
Absolutely, and that's why we're fighting so hard. You know, for me, it's the line in the sand. It's slavery. I mean, I'm not bringing this up because you're black. I bring it up all the time. The first gun laws, as you know, were against black people in the South.
Yes, sir.
After the Civil War on record, and then they have all these commentators on BET and CNN and Fox, black and white and Hispanic, saying the NRA's the Klan, and I mean, where do they? That's the opposite of the reality.
Oh, no, exactly. The exact opposite. The National Rifle Association focuses on training. They may not be as extreme as some people would like them to be because they're, you know, trying to work that political process.
But they're sure not the Klan.
Exactly. They're not the KKK.
But, I mean, that's obvious. I don't know why they don't. I'm not a sue guy, but at a certain point, you got to sue people.
Right.
I mean, I'm surprised Fox hadn't been sued for them having their people on there saying the NRA is the Klan and wants to kill black people. How do you come up with that?
The people they need to focus on is the current administration, because this administration wants to come up with universal background checks. When you do universal background checks, what that's going to do is, first of all, we have over a million people that are locked up in jail right now in this country. Out of that million people, the majority of them are African Americans. So when you come up with any new laws, new gun laws, those laws are going to focus on that community.
Oh, you know they are.
Exactly. And you're going to give the police more power to come after those people and put more blacks in jail.
So who need the guns to protect themselves?
That is correct. So this president will actually be the person that is more responsible for putting more black people in jail instead of doing the exact opposite.
Well, look at what he's doing with AFRICOM, invading Africa, and they're not there to help, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's unbelievable what they get away with, I tell you. It is unbelievable. And not that I like John McCain or, you know, the other guys that he ran against, Mitt Romney. It's that there's no choice. It just gets worse and worse. But with Obama, this is a guy raised by the weathermen. I mean, it's just creepy.
Right. And you got to be careful because one of his big supporters is a gun guy. You know, he's being supported by a gun manufacturer. So you got to be careful with that, too.
Who is?
The president. He's really? One of his big supporters.
Who is that?
Oh, man, I can't even think of the name right now. I apologize. But
no, I forgot. I remember reading that. I forgot. You forgot. That's why I was asking you. Michael Cargill is coming up. We're going to take your phone calls all over the map, but then let's get some gun calls in here. Very exciting to have a pro-Second Amendment person in studio with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.